I would like to speak to you today about the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Yesterday was the feast, and I gave a sermon on this theme. But since the whole month of August is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I would like to speak further about this all-important devotion. My dear brethren, what makes our Catholic faith hard, what makes our devotions hard at a fundamental level, is that we don't see the person. Or at least we have difficulties seeing the person. If I can recall to you what I mentioned on Mother's Day when I held up the little booklet, The Privilege of Being a Woman, one of the really excellent points brought out in that book by Alice von Hildebrand was that one of the gifts of womanhood is that women see more readily the person, whereas we as men think more in an abstract manner. So when we say the word God, by nature, by gift, women see the person more easily than we men do. We think of God as an abstraction, an idea, something to talk about, a topic to discuss. But God is not an abstraction. We can talk about Him, but we need to talk to Him. He's a real person. And it is going to be a struggle for us, because it's not like we see God like we see one another. And this same difficulty is there with our Blessed Lady. It's so easy to think of her as just an idea, an abstraction. But what I'm trying to do today, for your benefit and mine, is to try to help you see that she is a person. And yes, by gift, by nature, women, you will understand this better. You see more readily Mary as a person. This is why mothers are best fitted to be raising children. This is God's plan for mothers to be raising their children, to teach them how real God is as a person, how real Our Lady is as a person. How real the saints and angels are as persons, not just ideas floating around. What kind of a relationship can you have with abstractions anyway? You can't. But when you see the person, then the relationship really begins to take place. It really begins to become effective. And I might mention, maybe this is some of the troubles that occur in marriage. That husbands, men, they don't see the person in their wife sometimes the way they should. She's not an abstraction either. She's a real person, just as real as he is. And to be sensitive and conscious of that. But anyway, going on to our Blessed Mother, how can I make her more real to you? How can I help your faith? You know, of course, she's a historical person. There is no doubt that Jesus had a human mother. But our faith isn't about history. Our faith is about believing. So even though we do not see our Blessed Mother, we believe in the Catholic dogma about her, that she is the Mother of God, that she is immaculately conceived, that she was taken up into heaven. that she is the mediatrix of all graces, that she was the co-redemptrix, that she has an incredible part to play in God's plan, not because God needed her. God doesn't need anybody. But God chose this role for her. And it is grander than I think we can imagine. It's beautiful. So the way I want to try to help Our Lady be more real to you today is I want to talk to you about her heart. She has a living, beating human heart. It's been beating for over 20 centuries. As you know, her heart, her whole body, body and soul, was taken up into heaven. So it was a very real thing when she appeared to Sister Lucia and showed her her heart. It's very much like our Lord revealing His Sacred Heart to Saint Margaret Mary. Our Lord's heart has been beating physically for over 20 centuries, right? Our Lady's heart is beating. But it's more than just the physical organ. As we know, the heart is the very symbol of love. The heart, we even say, is the core being of something. Get to the heart of the matter, we say. What is it? Tell me what it's all about. So when we see the heart of Mary, we're seeing what she is at her core, a loving person, with the human being with the most love imaginable. I think it was St. Louis de Montfort or St. Francis de Goury said, put all the loves of all the mothers in the world into one, and you will then have an idea of the love of Mary for us and for each one of us individually. But this is a hurting heart, and that's what I want to especially tell you today. Now, we do have to make a distinction here. It's not like Our Lady is suffering now in heaven, because she is in her glory. She's been in her glory as Queen of Heaven and Earth for 20 centuries. But we can say that Mary's heart is hurting in the sense that when she was on earth, she already suffered and helped in her own role as co-redemptrix to atone for all the sins that would be committed till the end of time. How many sins offended Jesus? Well, all we need to do is start counting up our own sins. And I think none of us, or very few of us, could count them up. There are so many sins that we have committed. And the worst ones of all, of course, were the mortal sins. Mortal sin is a real thing. It's a great offense against God when we break one of God's laws in a serious way. But even all of our venial sins, the ones we so thoughtlessly commit, maybe continue to commit, those are all part of the thorns around Mary's heart. And that's the way Mary appeared to Sister Lucia. And these are the words that were spoken to her. This was on December 10th, 1925. So this was after little Jacinta and Francisco had already died, after, you know, painful deaths and, you know, offering up many prayers and sacrifices while they in their young lives. So Sister Lucia would have to live on for many years afterwards. And these are also part of the Fatima message. Even though they didn't happen in 1917, these were approved by the Church. We may safely follow them, believe them. And so this is what happened on December 10th, 1925. What happened that in that apparition to Sister Lucia is that the child Jesus was with his mother. Now, don't you think that he was something very effectively was going to be communicated to Sister Lucia? It wasn't just Mary with her immaculate heart surrounded by thorns. It was the child Jesus there too. The child Jesus was at Our Lady's side, elevated upon a cloud of light. Our Lady, resting one hand upon Lucia's shoulder, held in her other hand a heart surrounded with sharp thorns. And I'll show it here on the back of this brochure about Our Lady of Fatima. You can see it, again, the heart of Our Lady here in this statue right here in front of the pulpit. The child Jesus spoke first to Lucia. Actually, it's another picture that's in here. It's too small to show, but it conveys pictorially the apparition. The child Jesus spoke first to Sister Lucia, and he said, "Have pity on the heart of your most holy mother. It is covered with the thorns with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is no one to remove them with an act of reparation." So as I said, even though in the technical sense Our Lady is not suffering in heaven, when she was on earth, she underwent all this suffering. So it's still very real what Jesus is saying. Look at all the thorns in my mother's heart. He didn't even ask Our Lady to say that to Sister Lucia. The child Jesus says, "Will you please have pity on my mother and yours? Make acts of reparation." And then Our Lady spoke, and this is where we have the promise of the five First Saturdays. You can read it right over there on the wall next to Our Lady's statue, the five First Saturdays. And I'll read it for you right now. "My daughter, look at my heart encircled with the thorns with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Do you at least try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months go to confession and receive Holy Communion, recite the rosary, and keep me company for a quarter of an hour while meditating on the mysteries of the rosary with the intention of making reparation to me." So you see why I promote this so much, the communion of reparation. Not only should we do the five First Saturdays for our own benefit, and that's another wonderful promise in addition to what the Sacred Heart of Jesus promised with the nine First Fridays. But it's not just to do the nine First Fridays and be done with it, do the five First Saturdays and be done with it. No, both the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart asked us to keep making communions of reparation on First Fridays and First Saturdays. And it's so easy. It's not like our Lord asked us to fast, you know, all day on the first Friday of the month. It's not like Our Lady asked us to flagellate ourselves on the first Saturday of the month. They just asked us to come and offer a communion of reparation. That's all. And yet, how many excuses do we make to not fulfill their request? My dear brethren, I hope that when Our Lady, when our Lord looked down on our parish, they will not see a whole bunch of excuses why we don't make those communions of reparation. Sister Lucia said, "The Most Holy Virgin is very sad because no one has paid any attention to her message, neither the good nor the bad." So, believe me, dear brother, I'm not trying to make this as a guilt trip. That's not the right reason to come. because you feel guilty if you don't do it. Please do it only because you want to do it. It won't have meaning otherwise. I mean, do we want somebody to do an act of kindness to us because, you know, I'll feel guilty if I don't do it? It doesn't mean a whole lot, does it? What's with God and our Blessed Mother, it needs to come from our heart to their hearts. And maybe we don't have that zeal right now. Maybe we don't have the desire. Just pray for it. Pray, dear Blessed Mother, please help me to be more sensitive to your heart. So you see, it's really all about love. Our Catholic faith isn't, you know, there's this expression, Catholic guilt. I'm not preaching that. Our Catholic faith is about love. It's in the gospel of today. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, thy whole mind, with thy whole strength. And secondly, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So, all that I'm asking, my dear brethren, on this Sunday in August, that we think about that loving heart of our Holy Mother. And the more we think about it and honor it, the more our hearts will grow in love to our Holy Mother. And we'll be growing in the two great commandments of loving God and loving our neighbor. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.